My fault. I got to tell you something. Last night I went to a party, okay? I went to the Razorback game to try to bring good luck to the people of Arkansas against the University of Texas because I hate the University of Texas. I love Texas, but I hate the University of Texas, and I was concerned that if I didn't go, that we might not win. So I went last night. I got back at 12:30 in the morning, got up early this morning, going to football games isn't a reason to miss church, okay? But I got to tell you, it was kind of cool. 75,000 plus crazy Razorback fans who have a common love, I mean, a common love for Razorbacks. And I mean, I've never seen, you know, did you know that you're supposed to do the whoop, pig suey, all that, three times? I don't know if it's like God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I don't know. Don't ask questions. But I went and I was sitting in there and I thought, man, these people love the Hogs. And I'm thinking, it's hot in here, but these people love the Hogs. I'm thinking, that virus, it's everywhere in here, but these people love the Hogs. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. At Baylor, we're more spiritual. We pray during the points in between. No, we don't. But anyway, and it started irritating me a little bit. Because everybody there loved the Razorbacks so much that they were willing to pay money, stand in line, be exposed to everything, no telling how many viruses were flying around, and love on the Hogs. And then I looked around at that 70,000 plus, and I wondered, how many of them are going to go to church tomorrow? Now, the couple we were with that took us to the game, they teach Sunday school in Horatio, Arkansas. And you know what? They dropped us off, and they headed to Horatio. And it dawned on me, sometimes we love the wrong things too much, or the right things too much. There's nothing wrong with football, and there's nothing wrong with winning and the Razorbacks and all that. But when people can't get up, or people can't go because they got something better to do, and I'm thinking, everybody at that game dropped what they were doing to go worship the Hog. That's what they were doing. And there's nothing wrong with it. I plan to go back someday. But my point was, what about church? Psalm 100 verse 2 says, worship the Lord with gladness, happiness. Now, I want you, the rest of the service, to look around at these adults and see if they have a smile on their face as they worship. And then it says, come before Him singing with joy. I mean, last night they were joyful, so much that they took the goalpost down. I mean, what if they started taking the pulpit out? I mean, you know, might not be a bad deal, but I, you know, something. And you know what? Look at this. Look at that fan. On national TV, I'm a celebrity now. I'm at the game cheering the Hogs like everybody else. Yeah, it looks like I'm sticking my tongue out, and I kind of am. Now, the two boys in front of me stood up too much. I wanted to have a talk with them, but I chose not to. That's a whole different story. But you know, I thought about that, guys. Listen, I'm being all serious. This is not something you do when you don't have something else to do. Worship should be what you do So, and instead of doing other things, let me give you an example. This last week, the team that lost last night, which I was glad they lost, and I hope they lose every game from here out, and add Oklahoma to that list. I hope they get beat by everybody from the rest of their lives. But anyway, sorry, I got to get my anger under control. But you know, I Baylor, my school, had to invite four new teams to come in and be in the Big 12 because of those two teams. And I'm glad they're going, to be real honest. But let me tell you a funny story. One of the teams that's coming in is BYU, Brigham Young University. It's the Mormon school. Okay? And I want you to picture this. The Mormons told the Big 12, we're not coming into your conference if you make us play on Sunday. And the Big 12, which Baylor should be as a Baptist institution, the one saying this is the way it should be, the Big 12 said, we will change our rules and not make you play on Sunday and have games on Sunday. Now, football is mainly on Saturday, but tennis and golf and baseball and basketball are on Sunday. Now, here's what bothers me. They don't believe in the same Jesus I believe in and you believe in. And yet they have more guts than all of us Baptists put together, and more guts than Christian parents and Christian coaches to say, hey, enough is enough. There's a Lord's Day. It literally infuriated me to see as their statement of faith, we don't play on the Lord's Day. Why? Because it's a day to be happy and to worship and to and have joy. So I kind of got off on a little... But that's how important it is, guys. What we do on here on Sunday morning is not just filling up an hour. You're here to worship the guy that died for you. That ought to make you stand up and smile. And so think about it. I want you to look around the rest of the service, see who's smiling, okay? And are they joyful? Let's pray. Lord, I thank for these kids. Help them to joyfully sing to you, to worship you. Help us as adults to do that as well. For it's in Jesus' name.